Here is what the instant voice clone sounds like. Hello, I want to be fully transparent with you. I'm an AI version of Alex, created to help create content under the Digital Pop umbrella. I'll always be clear about my AI nature and any limitations I may have. Anyway, today I'm introducing our first new show under the Digital Pop Podcast Network, The Daily, where we talk about the biggest and latest breaking news in AI every day. So give us a follow. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check us out on all of the socials. And I will see you here every single day with the latest breaking news and AI so you can stay at the forefront of the biggest technological advancement in human history. Okay. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with part 7 of our AI Decoded series, which I'm actually going to rename AI for Beginners. This, again, is an introduction series for anybody who is just coming into the AI world or maybe has been procrastinating and putting off taking the plunge into AI. So again, renaming this as it is, which is a series for beginners, AI for Beginners. Yesterday, we talked about AI video generators. Today, I'm going to throw in an episode that I initially didn't really plan on including, but I think it's worthy of mentioning next to the image generator and video generator episodes, and that is AI avatars and voices. And something you will certainly realize if you do any listening to previous episodes of the AI Marketing Navigator after checking out this beginner series is that in a marketing context, one of the best and most effective use cases for these AI tools is content creation. And one of the reasons these AI tools are so impactful with content creation is the scale at which they enable you to produce that content. And these tools that we're going to talk about today, AI avatar generators or voice generators, they're a huge part of that. And these are what is going to be able to take video and audio content to a huge scale in the way that a language model has taken text content to scale. And so that's the context and use case with which we here on the AI Marketing Navigator have been viewing these avatar and voice tools as a giant power up to your multimedia content creation. And we actually just recently did 2 episodes on AI avatars and characters, and we're going to cover each of those tools in today's episode as well. So for anybody who did catch those episodes, first of all, thank you for watching or listening. Second of all, apologies for a bit of a repeat on some of the details and stuff today. Again, I want this episode to be included into our AI for Beginners series, and it's going to be pinned across a few places. So I want to make sure that is in its rightful place here in the series. Like I said, I'll try and add any more detail wherever possible about each of these tools. So if you did listen prior in those earlier episodes, there should still be some value here. I think we'll go ahead and update the demo that we did in HeyGen as well with the notes from our last episode. And I think we'll do a new demo in the case of RenderNet.ai. As one listener pointed out in the YouTube comments, which I really appreciate, by the way, I didn't actually demo how RenderNet AI worked or what kind of results it produced when I was talking about the tool. So I'm going to do that today as well at the end of the episode, just to make sure you guys get a look at that and you can compare it to HeyGen. And so there's still going to be some new stuff going on in today's episode if you watched either the HeyGen or the RenderNet.ai episode. And then lastly, we will talk about 11 Labs, another tool that has been featured on the show quite a bit, and in my opinion, is definitely the leader of AI voice generation and creation. Okay, let's go ahead and get started with HeyGen. This is technically a video generation platform, but it's really focused on allowing users to create human-like avatars in those videos. It was founded back in 2020 by Wayne Leung and Joshua Zhu, and grew from an early video translation tool for YouTube creators. And because of the additional focus in the tool on video translation, this is another great tool for global marketers or global marketing teams. As far as core offerings and tools and features, the AI avatars are obviously the flagship one. They have an existing library of over 100 avatars that you can use to create your content, or you can generate a custom avatar by recording yourself with a webcam. This is what we did to demo the tool a few days ago, and we're going to do that again today. And I think this may be where HeyGen has a slight edge over RenderNet, at least in the features. We'll see how the comparison ends up after the end of today's episodes as far as the results go. But with RenderNet, you simply upload an image if you want to create a character with that face. And we'll do that in our demo for today's episode as well. So you'll see how that compares to the video capture that HeyGen uses. Funny enough, HeyGen actually integrates with 11labs, the other tool that we're going to talk about today, to create voices for those avatars. So we're kind of getting a two-for-one with the AI voice category when we talk about HeyGen and 11labs. You can also use text-to-speech in HeyGen. This means that HeyGen has the ability to do voice cloning using the 11labs technology, something we'll discuss more when we get to 11labs. There are a ton more awesome features as well. Again, I highly recommend doing a deep dive of your own into all of these tools that we talk about in this series. And I'm starting to think that we definitely need to revisit a lot of these. Again, I think I mentioned that in an earlier episode. They have progressed a great deal, and it might be time to look at doing a little bit more long form, deep dive formatted episodes where we really dissect individual features of these tools. But that's just an idea that I'm mulling over. Let me know what you guys think about that if you are listening to or watching this episode. Anyway, back to those features in HeyGen. You also have things like video templates. You can animate photos to make them appear as if they're talking. They have some built-in editing tools right within the platform. But video translation feature is a big one and a significant differentiator for HeyGen as well. That was kind of their original claim to fame and is still a primary feature of the tool. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the pricing for HeyGen quickly. They also have a free tier like many of the tools that we will cover and have covered. And at this free tier, you're going to get one custom video avatar. So definitely check out the free tier in the app, linked in the show notes. You can create that custom video avatar just to get a feel for the tool. Just a heads up, you can only create one of those custom video avatars per month on the app. You can't create more than one, but if you need to delete one, you can't create it again until the next month. So just fair warning there. They will let you know about that as well. But again, you're going to get a look at that custom avatar creation at the end of today's episode. In this free plan, you're going to be able to create three videos per month. They're going to be up to 3 minutes and at 720p resolution. And then next up is the creator tier, and that's $24 per month if you're going to be paying annually. Again, there's a little discount for a yearly versus monthly price here. This is going to get you unlimited videos up to 5 minutes at 1080p. As we've been seeing with these other tools, if you want to remove that watermark and be able to use these in your published assets, you're going to need at least to have this creator tier. After that, you have the team, which is priced at $69 per seat per month. So again, you're going to be able to purchase multiple seats. In this case, you get unlimited videos, but you go all the way from 5 minute videos up to 30 minutes at the team level. After that, there is a custom enterprise plan that has no max duration, and you can export your videos into 4K. Again, trying to keep this somewhat concise, so check out the pricing page on HeyGen to do a little bit more of a comparison if you need to. Okay, now moving on to RenderNet, the other character generator or AI character creator that we're going to talk about and introduce you to today. This was featured on our show a few episodes ago as well, and this tool was founded in 2019, and I'll do my best to pronounce the names of the co-founders here. Bhageban Behera, Nakul Kelkar, and Srihasha Setty. And RenderNet puts a great deal of emphasis on the consistency of the characters that are generated, which is how they kind of present their offering in comparison to other competitors. Quick rundown of RenderNet features and tools. The Character Labs is the main one where you can generate these characters using a reference image. They have also a handful of like templated characters that you can use out of the box, or again, you can create your own. And we'll get into that at the end of our episode today as well. Once you have generated your characters, there is a variety of different tools you can use on those generations. One is called Pose Control, where you can set these characters in different poses based on a reference image. You can generate videos with those characters in them. They also have a narrator feature, which allows you to add a voiceover to an existing video. So again, these are just a handful of several features that they have. Take a look at our RenderNet.ai episode, or just check out the link in the show notes to get a full look at those. The pricing on RenderNet breaks down into a credit-based system. When you sign up, you do get some free credits, so this is another tool that you can try for free after this episode. Or if you have to pause right now, I can forgive the damage to the YouTube algorithm. Anyway, you can either purchase credits as needed, or they have some renewing plans, a starter plan at $9 a month, a pro at $19, and then a max at $49 per month. Okay. Finally, let's talk about 11labs, by far and away, I think the leader in AI voice generation. This was founded in 2022 by Piotr Dabkowski and Matai Staniszewski. Again, apologies for any mispronunciations, but 11labs has positioned themselves as the leader in this AI voice field for sure, even having HeyGen using their technology to power their avatars, as we mentioned. And they have reached just incredible levels of authenticity and naturalness in their voices. For core offerings, the main one is the speech generation, the speech synthesis with their text-to-speech generator. Any text you have can be converted into spoken audio. They have a library of existing voice generations that you can use, 120 different voices, actually over 29 different languages. You can also do customizations to those voices, so little tweaks to the tone or pace or intonations of those voices. They also do have a speech-to-speech synthesis, a voice changer, essentially, so you can preserve your personal kind of way of speaking, your tone, your intonation, your pace, but switch up the voice. They also have voice cloning, which allows you to create a digital replica of your voice, which you'll see at the end of our episode during our 11 Labs test run. And that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to their different voice features. Check out a couple of our episodes to dive deeper into those. The episodes on 11 Labs, like I said, I have a feeling we are going to be revisiting some of these tools in upcoming episodes. I know we're going to be doing that with 11 Labs. They have a couple new features and sections that we need to, like I said, dissect a little more deeply. And for the pricing, 11 Labs has a lot of different options, actually. They have a free plan as well. So again, check it out after the episode. Starter for $5 a month, Creator for $22, Pro at $99, Scale at $330, Business at $1,320, and then a custom enterprise plan if you need to take your scale or quantity or of your output beyond the business plan. Okay, I think that's a pretty good synopsis of each of these tools as far as a quick introduction goes for you. Let's go and hop into each of them now and just do a basic demonstration of the core features, or maybe a couple of additional features depending on where the wind takes us. I'm going to go ahead and put these videos right here at the end of the episode. Again, I know this one is running a little long. That's becoming a theme in these AI for Beginners episodes. Hopefully that's not too inconvenient for anybody, but if you need to break this one up, you can do so here and then check out these demos when you have some more time. So with that, let's go ahead and jump into the HeyGen demo. Take it away, Alex. Thank you, Alex. Wow, just killing it in today's episode. Very nice job. Okay, now we are looking at the HeyGen interface here. If you are watching along on video, I'm sharing my screen. And again, we have a few different features here and assets that we can create between voices and templates and projects, but we're going to save that for a different episode. We're just going to stick with creating an avatar, a custom avatar in this case. Here you can see all the avatars that they have available for you to use, quite a bunch to pick from to create your videos, but we're just going to create our very own custom. The first step is to choose which style of avatar you want to create, either a still video or a motion video with a moving background. We are just going to select a still, and you can get either video or written instructions on how to create your avatar. I'm going to let you guys read through these in your own time. Just some recommendations and things to avoid when you record. Next step is to upload your footage or record it live with a webcam. And then you're going to move on to a little consent where you record a video of yourself consenting that you are allowing this avatar to be created. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get this avatar created so we can show you what it looks like in action. Stand by. Okay, and here we have our avatar created from HeyGen. Let's check it out. Okay, and now we have an avatar generated for us by HeyGen. I'm just going to click in for a little preview of what it looks like. And I'll click play here, and you should be able to hear along if you're watching.
I hope you enjoy.
I think it's better than the initial result we had when we tested a few days ago. I do see a little too much hand movement, I think, in this avatar. So again, I would probably make little tweaks one more time to get the final result that I wanted for actual assets and actual campaigns if I were to use this generated avatar. But let's go ahead and create something with it so you get an idea of what that process looks like too. You can create a video with their AI studio in either landscape or portrait. I'm going to stick with landscape. And we'll go ahead and see what we can generate with our avatar. Here we have the video editor within HeyGen. Again, we're not going to do too deep of a dive into any of these features right now, but you can add a script, which I'll do just very quickly right here. But you can use templates, you can edit things about your avatar, you can add text or other elements or assets. But what we're going to do is just throw in a script here for our avatar to read. We're going to use the voice that was generated with our avatar. You can also pull in an 11 Labs voice, which is what I would do again if this were going to be the final product or used in a campaign or anything. But we have our little script here, so let's go ahead and see what the result is. Stand by while we generate this video. Okay, we have our resulting generated video. Let's go ahead and check it out.
Hello. I want to be fully transparent with you. I'm an AI version of Alex, created to help create content under the Digital Pop umbrella. I'll always be clear about my AI nature and any limitations I may have. Anyway, today I am introducing our first new show under the Digital Pop Podcast Network, The Daily, where we talk about the biggest and latest breaking news in AI every day. So give us a follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel, check us out on all of the socials, and I will see you here every single day with the latest breaking news and AI so you can stay at the forefront of the biggest technological advancement in human history.
Okay, there you have it. I think the voice could definitely use a little bit of work as far as, I think maybe bringing in the Hey Gen voice that we're working on generating as well would probably polish it up nicely. But as far as the lip syncing or the dubbing and the kind of somewhat natural motion and facial expressions, I think this is an improvement from our last video for sure. I did happen to ask my wife what she thought and if it sounded like me, and she immediately said no. So again, let me know what you guys think of the voice in the comments as far as a comparison goes. If there is some AI powered digital pop podcast network in the future, I think the voice needs a little bit tightening up. If my wife can't even hear my voice in it. Anyway, there you have the demo of the Hey Gen product. You can generate an avatar. You can create a quick video with a script. And again, you can test this tool out for free. You won't be able to do everything that we did in our demo, but you can at least get an idea of what you might look like as an AI avatar. Okay, now let's go ahead and jump into RenderNet. Take it away, Alex. Okay, we are now looking at RenderNet.ai's interface. Again, right here on the dashboard of the app, you can do some quick generations with an image or a video using some of the templated out-of-the-box characters that RenderNet.ai has available to us. And they also give you some filler scenes or some actions that the character can be doing, as well as some suggestions. You can mess with the aspect ratio, whether portrait or landscape, and then do a quick generation. We are gonna go ahead and generate with Anna or Anna, depending on how you read that. So we've selected Anna. We have a new what they are doing here. We have our little description of what they are doing. Anna posing by a calm lake. The mountain range in the background is striking, with the tallest peak, a snow-capped pyramid, dominating the scene. The lower slopes of the mountains are partially covered in green vegetation, transitioning to rocky outcrops at the peak. And we're going to do that in landscape. So let's go ahead and generate our video. Okay, and here we have our generated video. It actually looks like we had portrait mode selected, but no matter. Let's go ahead and click play, and we'll see what it looks like. A little five-second shot, some motion, and some facial movement, and it looks pretty good. It gets a little bit faker on me towards the end. Let me know if you guys see that as well. Let's try starting it over one more time. I feel like it starts out, and then as you get closer and closer, kind of starts to hit some uncanny valley for me a little bit. But that is the quick generator, one click with their existing characters. And so as you can see, it's pretty slick, pretty useful, definitely high quality shot. Again, maybe just a little bit uncanny there towards the end. Let's go ahead and check out a custom uploaded image created character now. One moment. This time from the dashboard, if you go to your characters, here you can see again, you can generate with each of these existing characters, or you can create yours, which we're going to do right now. You can generate a new human, but we're going to actually start with a face by uploading an image. So let's go ahead and do that and stand by while I grab an image to use. 1 second. Okay, so we grabbed a recent shot of one of our thumbnails. It asks you to crop the face, so I'm going to go ahead and just crop down to the face as much as I can here. I think that should about do it. Let's go to the next. And then you design your character. So you give it a little stylized or realistic. You can do gender. And then you can do age as well. And hair type and color. I'm a little concerned about the quality of the image. But we have our created character now. Let's use it. Here we have the canvas instead of the studio. We're going to generate a video. Okay, now we are back on our little dashboard here. Now we have our navigator character, and we're going to do navigator holding a large tote bag and a cell phone walking on a pavement. The day is sunny and background shows withering fall leaves. Okay, so let's go ahead and crank that one out. I'm going to make sure to select landscape this time, I think, and generate the video. Stand by while we create this one. Sorry about that, guys. I realized my screen wasn't sharing there a second ago, but this is what the dashboard now looks like, that we've added our own character, and we are using that to create that generation. Okay, let's go check out our results. Okay, we have our video here. It's starting facing away, so not sure exactly what that's gonna result in, but let's go ahead and check it out. Okay, so it literally did not show us the face. I'm a little confused about that. Maybe there's just not enough. Maybe it's telling us that we didn't get enough of the face in a high quality. Maybe it's not so subtly telling me that my face is not suited for AI or a screen. Let's try and do this one more time with our generator. We're going to go back to our home screen and generate with the navigator. Standing confidently on a dimly lit urban street under a large, dark arched bridge. Yada, yada. Okay, so let's check it out this time and see if we get something a little better. Okay, and here we have our results. And I have to say, I'm actually a little impressed. I think we're touching on the uncanny valley a little bit one more time. But I definitely see it pulling in some aspects of the image. It's not 100% photorealistic, especially as we get closer in there. It's almost like it ages a little bit as I get closer, maybe. Let me know what you guys think in the comments for sure. But that's how you can generate a custom character based off an image. And like I said, I think with a little tweaking, a little higher quality image, maybe, I see some potential there for sure. Okay, that does it for the demo on RenderNet. Now, lastly, we will check out a quick demo of Labs. One last time, Alex, take it away. Okay, here we are looking at the 11 Labs website right now. Again, you don't even have to log in or sign up or do anything to test out the tool. They have this cool little test demo thing right on their homepage where you can generate some text-to-speech. You can mess with the voice changer by recording yourself. They demo some dubbing from different languages, as well as some text-to-sound effects, another feature that we didn't even mention when we were talking about it earlier. So just hop over to the link in the show notes and you can test all this stuff right now. But I'm going to hop into the app because that's what we're going to take you on a ride through today, at least very briefly with the text to voice generator or text to speech generator. Again, we're not going to spend too much time diving into these other features. This is all the stuff that I want to revisit, talk about more in depth in a future episode, the voice changer, the sound effects, really this conversational AI stuff with agents and phone conversations, all of that stuff. So much more to come on that. For today, we're just going to be doing a text-to-speech, and we're going to talk about the voice cloning as well. Here, what we're looking at right now is the basic text-to-speech interface. Again, pretty standard, pretty intuitive. You enter in your text here. There is a limit to the characters that we have in these generations. So if you have extremely long text, you'll need to break it up into multiple parts. On the right side here, you are able to set what voice that you would like to use. We'll talk about those in a second, as well as the 11 Labs model that you want to apply to your generation. We have stability and similarity here. We'll just highlight the little quick tips for you. The stability will make the voice more consistent if you increase it between regenerations, but it can also make it sound a bit monotone. So it's basically a delicate balance between consistency and kind of robotic. With the similarity, on the other hand, is just kind of a measure of how closely it matches that target voice, that target speaker that you select. So let's hop over into the voices real quick. Again, you can get a look at all of these voices that they already have created in this library. They have just a ton of voices available to access. I've pulled in a lot here into my voices already, but you can see they also have the library and the collections. But here in the library, you can search through these voices. You can look by category, whether you're looking for narrative, story, conversational, characters, television, just so many options to kind of really nail down the sound and the feel of the voice that you want to use. And then you're also able to, of course, create that cloned voice. And that can be done one of two ways. You can do the instant voice clone, which is what we initially did in our first episode with 11 Labs, which only needs like a 2-minute recording to whip up a very quick clone. But if you want a professional voice clone, which creates the most realistic digital replica of your voice, you are going to need 30 minutes of clean audio, and you're also going to need to be on the creator plan in order to do that. And that's what we're going to do today for our demo here on our voice clone. So stand by while we create that, and we will check it out in a second. Just hopping in here real quick while our voice generates. This is what the voice creation for professional voice cloning process looks like. You give it a name, you upload all of your files. It looks like you're looking for about 3 hours, preferably, of audio if you can create it or find it, and then you can do up to 100 different samples here. So we upload. Okay, so sorry, everybody, little update here. Unfortunately, to get the professional voice clone done, it's taken a little bit too long to generate. So what I've done is I've gone ahead and created an instant voice clone. And in tomorrow's episode, as soon as we have that professional voice clone generated from 11 Labs, we will include that. And then eventually I'll get around to updating this video so that the playlist is correct as well, although it will be in tomorrow's episode, which will be a part of the playlist anyway. So who knows? Maybe I won't end up being that picky. Anyway, here is what the instant voice clone sounds like. Again, I think the professional voice clone will be an improvement from this, but we will have to wait and see. Let me know what you think of the results. I'm going to go ahead and play the same little speech we had generated for us in Hey Jen, and you can let me know, which one you like better. Okay, here we go.
Hello, I want to be fully transparent with you. I'm an AI version of Alex, created to help create content under the Digital Pop umbrella. I'll always be clear about my AI nature and any limitations I may have. Anyway, today I'm introducing our first new show under the Digital Pop Podcast Network, The Daily, where we talk about the biggest and latest breaking news in AI every day. So give us a follow. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check us out on all of the socials. And I will see you here every single day with the latest breaking news and AI so you can stay at the forefront of the biggest technological advancement in human history.
Okay, so I think the voice is maybe a little bit closer. Unfortunately, the AI navigator wife has gone to bed, so we'll have to ask her tomorrow which one she likes better. And by then, maybe we'll have the professional, so we won't have to worry about that at all. Okay, and to make up for not having the professional voice clone for you, I decided to throw in a little bonus. Here is a music video generated by RenderNet.com. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so that you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.